This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka.
We're in a very good position, and I think it's only going to get better.
That's President Donald Trump explaining where the United States stands in the trade war with China. The comments comes hours after China announced increased tariffs on $60 billion in U.S. goods. The increase in retaliation after Trump pushed up tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports from 10% to 25%. Farmers who sell soybeans, corn, and wheat to China expected to suffer the most. But Trump says he's going to take further action.
We're going to take the highest year, the biggest purchase that China has ever made with our farmers, which is about $15 billion, and do something reciprocal to our farmers so our farmers can do well.
He also says he'll meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the upcoming G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. President Trump making the comments on trade while meeting with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. He also issued a warning to Iran after vessels were sabotaged off the United Arab Emirates coast. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The U.S. has said Iran or its proxies could be targeting maritime traffic in the Persian Gulf region and had already dispatched an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to counter any alleged threats. Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers were damaged in the sabotage incident.
It's going to be a bad problem for Iran if something happens, I can tell you that.
And the president says it will suffer greatly if it tries anything in the form of an attack. Britain is warning conflict might break out by accident as tensions grow between the U.S. and Iran. Sagar Magani, Washington.
We have more coverage of this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived at the European Union headquarters in Brussels, the first stop on his European trip. He met with EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini on Monday for what the U.S. State Department called a chance to discuss Iran's recent threatening actions and statements. Here's Mogherini speaking after the meeting.
We are living in a crucial, delicate moment where the most relevant attitude to take, the most responsible attitude to take is, and we believe should be, that of maximum restraint and avoiding any escalation on a military side.
President Trump is seeking to isolate Tehran by cutting off its oil exports after pulling out of a 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Swedish prosecutors announced Monday they are reopening the rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange following a request from the lawyer of one of the alleged victims. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Julian Assange was accused of rape by two women following a WikiLeaks conference in Stockholm in 2011. He sought asylum in London's Ecuadorian embassy, claiming the accusations were part of a plot to have him extradited to the United States over his whistleblowing activities. Swedish prosecutors dropped the investigation in 2017. But last month, Ecuador reversed its decision to offer Assange asylum. One of the women who made the rape accusations requested the case be reopened. Assange denies the rape accusations. In a statement, WikiLeaks said the reopening of the case would allow him to clear his name. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Sweden will seek extradition of Assange. The U.S. has also issued an extradition request for Assange over computer hacking accusations related to the release of thousands of classified military and diplomatic communications. Britain's Home Secretary will have to decide which extradition request should take precedence. A bomb explosion in southwestern Pakistan has killed at least four policemen and injured around 10 other people, including civilians. A senior police officer said the deadly blast occurred late Monday in a marketplace in Quetta, capital of Balochistan province. A spokesman for the outlawed Pakistani Taliban militant group claimed responsibility for placing the bomb. Prosecutors in Sudan have charged former President Omar al-Bashir with involvement in the killing of anti-government protesters. In a statement Monday, the Office of Sudan's Prosecutor General said Bashir and others have been charged for inciting and participating in the killings. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.